Friends with Metals.
Hey, good morning. Is Charles in?
No, he's not. Can I help you anyway?
Yeah, you might be able to point me in the right direction. Is there maybe a office manager or controller around that is in charge of the finances I might be able to speak with right now?
One second.
Good morning, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat, my name's Nico. Are you in charge of the finances for the business? I was forwarded along over this way. Okay, cool. My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm following up on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed out to the business a few weeks ago. It was addressed to Charles, but we pre-approved you guys for some working capital and equipment financing for about $250,000. So I'm just circling back, seeing if you know there's anything in the pipeline where you guys might need some financing right now towards the end of the year here.
No, I don't think so, but I thank you for the offer.
Okay. Are you guys, you know, planning on bringing anything on towards the end of the year? Maybe trying to take advantage of some of those tax write-offs, Section 179 here?
No, we're in a holding stage. We're associated with the oil and gas industry, and so business is down. We're not doing anything. We're just holding ground.
Right. Yeah, I just get, you know, that's funny that you said that, because I just got off the phone with somebody literally about 5 minutes ago who said that, you know, with the commodity prices of oil right now, it's kind of like a slow time of the year.
Right.
I mean, how does that affect your guys' business specifically?
Well,
you know, I'm just kind of curious.
This is not a slow time of the year for the oil and gas industry. It is a, it has been a slow year and a half.
Okay.
And so that's what I mean by holding pattern. We're just holding our own and waiting for the market to come back.
Right. I mean, like, since things are slow right now, do you guys sort of maybe shift your focus a little bit?
No, not really. I mean,
okay.
We're essentially everything we carry and everything is for the oil and gas industry.
Okay. I mean, like, is there a way that you guys get through this type of slow time?
Yeah, you keep money in the bank. Make sure that you're ready when it hits.
Right. You guys aren't running into, like, any cash flow problems, are you?
No.
No? Good. That's good. I mean, like, are you guys like a net 30, net 60 type deal? Or?
Are you talking about the way we pay or the way our customers pay?
Like the customers pay or you pay, either way.
Customers in the oil and gas industry are pretty, I'd probably say 50% net 30 and the other 50% is net 60.
Okay, so like there's never any type of situation where you guys run into with problems with them paying where you need money in the bank account really quickly?
No.
Okay. Okay. No, I mean, the only reason why I ask
is... We've been in business for 34 years, so
wow, that's a very long time.
We kind of know what the cycles are, and we prepare ourselves for
it. Yeah, you guys have kind of seen it all, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Several times, actually.
Well, that's good. No, I mean, like, the only reason why I was asking and being curious is because one of the programs that we offer kind of alleviates that pain that comes with when those customers aren't either paying you guys and you need to pay other things, you know, pay the bills, things like that, is our working capital program. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Have you heard of a working capital program?
I have.
Okay, so yeah, then then you're familiar with how it's like an unsecured cash loan. You just put the money right into your account so you guys have cash to sit on in times of hard need, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we self-finance at this point and have for probably the last 15 years, so we're in good shape that way.
Well, I mean, Pat, you know, not to, you know, say anything rude or to be disrespectful, but I'm looking at my screen here. I mean, it does look like you guys did some financing with Regions Bank in early of last year. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, that was an equipment purchase.
Okay. And you guys aren't looking to bring on any equipment this year?
No. No, not anytime soon. Not until the market returns.
Okay. All right. Pat, do you mind if I get your contact information, like an email, so I can just shoot you over some of my information so you guys have me on file in case anything ever comes up?
Okay. My email is PGR1944 @yahoo.com.
Okay, I will shoot you over some of my information. You can have me on file. If anything comes up, you know, feel free to give me a call, and I'm sure that we can help each other out here.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, Pat, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. You take care now.
You too.
Bye.